Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are, the last song. And I pray that after the music stops, that the focus will be on you, Lord. People will see you for who you are and worship you with their lives. Cam, share your heart with us.
El Shaddai, God, you're almighty. God, you're almighty. And Father, I worship you. El Shaddai, God, you're almighty. God, you're almighty. And Father, I worship you. I worship you, yes. Father, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you're my banner. Lord, you're my banner. And Father, I worship you. Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you're my banner. Lord, you're my banner, and Father, I worship you. I worship you, Father, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. I worship you. Jehovah Jireh, you're my provider. You're my provider. And Father, I worship you. Jehovah Jireh, Lord, you're my provider. Lord, you're my provider, and Father, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. Father, I worship you. Oh, Jesus, I worship you. My provider, I worship you. Oh, Father, I worship you. El Shalom, God of peace. God of peace, and Father, I worship you. I worship you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't think y'all hear me. I am Lord, you listen to me. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. I am your host, Associate Pastor Deshauna Wiley, and you have tuned into I Am Royalty Radio Show. Yes, the first one this year in 2012. Hallelujah. Yes, we made it over. I want to let you know that this is the Lord doing. Hallelujah. And it is marvelous in our lives. This is the day the Lord has made just for you and me. I Am Royalty listeners. Say you have a seat for me. Oh, Lord, I beseech thee. Send out a right now prosperity. Hallelujah. Yes, we have made it over 2012. Let me let you prayer. And not only that, you ain't going to need to have to call nobody to get a word. You ain't going to need to have to send nobody to get a word. You're going to get the word through your own self. Hallelujah. What you mean, Pastor? What you mean, sister? What you mean, woman of God? We're going to give you a scripture for the day that will make your whole day go wonderful. And then in Ephesians 3:20, and it says, now unto him who's able to do that speedily, which is super, super fast, and abundantly needs more than enough to overflow above all we can ask to think, according to the power that's working in us. Meaning that if you ask him, you're going to obtain it. You're going to obtain it. And it's according to the power that's working in you. I know that should attract somebody right now on today. According to the power that's working in you, you can have whatever you like. That means you need to stir up your spirit right now. I want somebody to turn it down and say, stir me up, Lord. Stir me up. Hallelujah. That means whatever you've been waiting on another time is according to the power working in you, that you can obtain it. Then I need you to touch yourself and say, Lord, do it now. Hallelujah. And if you believe God, go do it for your life. Say, Lord, exceedingly it shall be. Hallelujah. Touch yourself and say, Lord, abundantly it shall be. Hallelujah. Oh, God. I'm so excited on today. Today is Faith Paper Friday. Friday, the first one of the year. And I'm expecting somebody over the sound of my voice to have a testimony about what God's going to do for them. Oh, today. I ain't worried about tomorrow. I got his own word in trouble. But I'm talking about all today. Somebody listening all the airways over the sound of my voice is going to have a testimony about what God is going to do for them on today. Hallelujah. Well, I have a wonderful, powerful guest on today. She's my first guest on today. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says, he that's last will be first, and he that's first will be last. Well, my guest on today will be first because God has put us in the head of the line. Hallelujah. How many of y'all out there was used to be in the back of the line? Sometimes not even in the line, or even in the middle of the line. What I'm here to let you know on today, just give you a little inside scoop on today, that you are no longer be in the back. You will no longer be on the sideline. You won't even be in the middle line. But on today, God will allow you to be first. Matter of fact, you may not even be first. God is going to go ahead and just call you over first and forgot everyone else and allow you to get what you need to get. Because the right now, he's passing out blessings and overflow and all type of miracles in your life. So he calls you to your form and calls you to the head of the line to obtain all that he has for your very life. Hallelujah. And if you know that, says, mine is on the way, and matter of fact, it's here right now. Hallelujah. No longer, matter of fact, it's on the way. It's coming in due season. Your new season is working now. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 1, verse 3 through 5, it says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and all seasons may be bear much fruit. That means winter, spring, summer, and fall. That means 12 months, 365 days a year, four seasons. That means that all seasons you will spring forth fruit. In all seasons you should have more than enough. In all seasons you should be blessed and highly favored. In all seasons you should have anointed appointed and walking in prosperity. In all seasons that you should move blood and won't be silent. In all seasons that your head hold down and say, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. So, said a thing, mine is on your way. And the matter of fact, come up with me, Paul. Everyone knows to take a psychology class and writing classes. So Paul needs to think about that thing real good. Matter of fact, comma, means it's here right now. Hallelujah. And it's already done. It's already done for you. Yes, it's already done. Your wait is over. In 2012, in order for you to get the dignity from God, here's a little inside, little secret. You have to be doing the D-O-I-N-G. Yes, let me say that one more time. In order for you to get the D-U-E, that's due to you, D-O-I-N-G, means you need to be doing something. You may go out and do something great for your life. You have to be doing something that's a for him. You have to be listening to somebody. You just got to get one person a day and let them know about the testimony testimony and the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I just thank him on today. I'm going to take care of that Friday, and I am truly super, super, super excited about God on today. I'm going to read to you this awesome scripture on today, and then I'm going to introduce the woman of God. Hear what she has to say. I know God got some great things, hallelujah, that he's going to speak on today. But I want to come to you out of Genesis 32, and I want to come to you out of verse 20 through 32. But at the top of this, I'm coming out the New International Version. At the top, I love this. My God just gave it to me not too long ago. I said, meditate on these chapters all day. And he told me this was the one for today, for Faith, Favor, Finance Friday. At the top of it, it says, Jacob prepared to meet Esau. The word that I like at the top is prepare. Hallelujah. So I want you to know, think about that word all day today, that you are in preparation by God to get something very great. And the word of the Lord says, and be sure to say to your servant Jacob is coming behind us. For he don't have a pacifier here with these gifts. I have seen it on ahead. Later, when I see him, perhaps he will receive me. So Jacob's gift went on ahead of him. But he himself spent the night at the camp. That night, Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two female servants, his 11 sons, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. After he had sent them across the stream, he sent over all his possessions. So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, oh, somebody get this, overpower, he shut the side of Jacob's head so that his hip was wrenched, and he wrestled with the man. Then the man said, let me go, for it is daybreak. But Jacob replied, I will not let you go unless you bless me. The man asked him, what is your name? Jacob, he answered. Then the man said, your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome. Jacob said, please tell me your name. But he replied, why do you ask my name? Then he blessed him there. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, it is because I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared. The sun rose up once and as he passed Peniel, and he was wounded because of his hip. Therefore, to this day, the Israelites do not eat the tendon attached to the socket of the hip, because the socket of Jacob's hip was touched near the tendon. Now I'm going to go back up to the very verse where it says right here. It says, verse 25. It says, when the man saw that he could not overpower him. Now, a lot of times you already know that we have the power within us. Because you already just got to think about Ephesians 3:20, according to the power that's working in us, Jesus, everyone he healed in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, he said, according to your faith, let it be so unto you. So you should know that you know that Jacob even had power above the angel of the Lord. The angel of the Lord said, let me go with David. Jacob said, I don't need Hallelujah. And let's go to the top again for today. Grab the Lord for your promotion. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Grab the Lord for your promotion on today. Hallelujah. Well, I feel it's a tall car. Y'all got a little child. I feel that in my spirit. Oh, God, grab the Lord for your promotion. Hallelujah. Grab him for your overflow.
Everybody, God bless you, Pastor Tashana, for having me on the show today. I am truly grateful. I am very grateful and honored, amen, to be your first guest. I'm very honored. When you ask me, I just have to be real. When you ask me to be on the show, I was kind of stunned and shocked. Oh my God, okay, what is it that I could say to be a blessing or to encourage the people of God on today? What is it I can say? And the Lord took me to a passage of scripture in 2 Kings chapter 4. And I just want to read a little bit of your hearing on today and just expound to you what I believe the Lord is saying for 2012. And it talks about a widow woman. And it just simply says, verse 1 says, "Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant, their fiddle." I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'm just going to paraphrase a little. And it says, "That thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen." And it begins to tell us how Elisha gave this woman some things to do and how she began to do. And he told her to go and borrow vessels, borrow another few, and shut the door upon her and her son to begin to pour out in these vessels. And the Bible tells us in verse 5, she went and she did what the man of God told her to do. Verse 6, it talks about it. It came to pass that when the vessels were full, she said unto her son, "Bring me yet a vessel." And it says that he brought yet another. Well, he said, "Bring me yet a vessel." I'm sorry. And he said unto her, "There is not a vessel more, and the oil stay," which means the oil remained. She did not run out. Verse 7 says, "Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, Go sell the oil, pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children off the rest." And what I believe, glory to God, what the Lord is saying in this season, that there shall be no lack in this season. This is going to be this year. There shall be no lack, and this is a year of great manifestation. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, glory to God, and no matter what it sounds like. And this scripture has been in my spirit for the longest, even before 2012. The Lord let me know that this is what I'm doing in 2012. And this woman of God, she was faithful. This woman of God was faithful. And I seen her going when she went to the man of God. It's like she had an attitude. You know, she's like, "Look, I done all I knew how to do. I done prayed, I done worshiped, I done gave my last. Now my husband has passed, and I've been faithful. They getting ready to do something to me, and I don't know what I'm going to do. They're getting ready to take away my two sons to be by me. I don't know what I'm going to do." But at the end, hallelujah, the man, when she did with the man, when she was obedient, how many know that obedience is better than sacrifice? And the Bible says, verse 7, hallelujah, that she was able to pay her debt, and she was able to live off of the rest. And so once again, God said, this is a season. There should be no lack. Oh my, this is a season of plenty. This is a season of abundance. I don't care what it looks. I don't care what they say. I don't care what has happened. God is proving himself faithful in this season in the name of Jesus. God is showing himself mighty in this season. Hallelujah. And there's not going to Bible, another scripture the Lord gave me when she asked me to speak was Psalms 91. And it said that he that dwelleth in the secret place, under the shadow of the Almighty. And verse 2 says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. Hallelujah. He is your refuge and your fortress. My God, in him will I trust. We have to trust God in this season. We have been through some things. I have no choice but to trust God. Though we may shake, though we may seem like we're on the phone, but I'm telling you, God has our back this year. Hallelujah. We don't have to worry. God says, this one is on me. This one is on me. He's doing it in this season. I'm telling you, he's doing it. Faithful in this season. He's getting ready to show up, I'm telling you, and show out like never before. He really is. All the petition that we have laid up before God, all the prayer that we have laid up before him, glory to God. The scripture says, you abide in me and my word, Rabbi, and your word. Hallelujah. You abide in me and your word, and his word abide in you. Then you can ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. And so I believe with all my heart, I believe the Lord is saying in this season that he's getting ready to show up, and he's getting ready to show out. And there's nothing that we really have to do in this season but just be obedient. We might not have done everything that was good. We might not have crossed every I and crossed every T, I'm sorry, and dotted every I. But God says just because his name is on our lives, he's getting ready to show up, and he's getting ready to show out, and he's getting ready to prove himself faithful. What man can do, he's doing it. He's proving himself to be a friend that sits close to a brother. He's proving himself to be Jehovah Rapha. He's proving himself to be everything that he said that he would be. And I'm telling you that in this year, in this season, God is proving himself faithful. He's getting ready to do some things. I'm telling you, that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what he has in store for them that love him. I believe that with all of my heart that no matter what we came, what baggage or what we came into 2012 with, I'm telling you, God is getting ready to show himself mighty. He's getting ready to show, he's getting ready to show himself strong in your eyes, and it's going to be unexpected. I'm telling you, it's going to be, he's getting ready to do some things that's going to blow our mind. I'm telling you what I believe or what I know. He's getting ready to do some stuff that, some things that you have forgotten you prayed about. God is getting ready to do it for you. And then this year, I'm telling, the wait is over. The wait is really over. The wait is over. He's getting ready to renew your strength. You're getting ready to mount up with wings as eagles. You're getting ready to hold Habasha. You're getting ready to hold God. Hey, you're getting ready to hold Habasha. You're getting ready to run and not be weary. And you're getting ready to walk and not say, in the name of Jesus, just decree and declare to be so. No matter what it looks like, every mountain has to move in the name of Jesus, because he has given you all power in the name, power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and all hold Habasha. Hey, God, all the power, all the enemy, nothing by any means shall harm you. So I'm telling you, if you believe it, decree and declare it, and it is so, in the name of Jesus, he's going to prove himself faithful. All you have to do is trust him. The scripture says right here, the verse 2 says, Psalms 91, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. He is my refuge. He is my refuge. Glory to God, in my fortress, my God, in him. Hey, he comes out of the most high. In him will I trust. Hey, he comes in him will I trust. Hallelujah. I can't put my trust in man. They'll fail you every time. But we trust God. Put your trust in God. Because I'm telling you, he never fail. Many are called, but few are chosen. And because his name is God. Hey, and he comes out of the most high. He comes out of the most high. He comes out of the most high. Because his name is on your life. He is doing it for you in this season. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is doing it for you in this season. Believe it, claim it, decree and declare it, and watch it come to pass in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Even verse 4 says, I'm sorry, Pastor says, surely he will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, still Psalms 91, and from the noisome pestilence. Hey, he comes out of the bullshit. He shall cover thee with his feathers and under his wings. Hey, it's talking about trusting, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Hey, hold up, thou shalt. He cannot allow us higher. Thou shalt not be afraid, verse 5, for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Verse are yeeing, amen, for the glory of God. Body us, hallelujah. So believe it. Believe that God is getting ready to manifest some stuff in your life like never before. Believe that you're getting ready to mount up with wings as eagles. Believe that you're going to get ready. You're getting ready to run and not be weary. But hold up, I believe you're getting ready to hold up our shit. You're getting ready to walk and not say in the name of Jesus that he's honoring your request, that he's looking upon you, and that he has found you faithful, and he's getting ready to remember you like he did Hannah in the name of Jesus. Believe it, that this is your season. This is your year. Decree and declare it to be so in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless you, God.
You just heard what the Lord said for you, for today, for this fresh morning of 2012, that you will not lack anything that God is going to do with you. That the wait is over. It's going to go into what I was just saying in Genesis 32. God, you got to grab a hold on to God for your promotion. So I get it all. That is, he's going to do this great thing in your life. On today, hallelujah, you heard what she just read to you about the widow woman, how God blessed her the same day, how she couldn't wait for tomorrow, how she couldn't wait for next week, how she couldn't wait for next month, how she couldn't wait for next year, but she needed this money today. You listen to what I just read? I'm giving this about Jacob needing just to bless him because he needed it today. I believe about it all today. Who, you know, just been wanting God to do some things for their lives, but It seems like every time they hear a word, but never manifest themselves. I want you to speak something into their life right now while we have a little time. We have 10 minutes to speak into their life what God is going to do for them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless you. Scripture says, hallelujah, in verse 7, it says, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Be thou now envious against the workers of iniquity, for their shoots shall be cut down like the grass and withered as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee thy desires of thy heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. So I'm telling you, whatever it is that you have done, whatever it is seem like it's failed, whatever it is that seem like it's not coming to pass, you have waited so long. I just spoke a word that it says that they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew your strength, and you have waited for so long, but God is saying your season is now, your time is now. Be encouraged. Hallelujah. Be encouraged. Know that this is the season that you shall pursue. Go ahead and pursue it. I'm telling you, and you shall recover it all like David and Ziklag. I'm telling you right now, God is doing this for you in this this hour, in this season, in this year. God is doing it. Whatever seemed like it's failed, go back and try it again. Hallelujah. Take another look at it. Take another way about it. Hallelujah. Because God is doing it in this season for you. God is doing it in this season for you, and it is already done. So be encouraged. Hallelujah. Know that God has got your back. Know that he's a God that never fails. Know that he has never lost a case. There's not a problem that he cannot solve. And no matter what it looks like, glory to God, know that he is for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God, know that he has got your back. No. Hallelujah. Go ahead and pursue it. Go ahead and move forward in whatever it is that you want God to do for you. Watch God do it for you in this season. So be encouraged. Hallelujah. Be encouraged. Know that God will do everything that he said that he would do. Glory to God. He's El Shaddai. He's God Almighty. Trust him no matter what it seems like has failed. I'm going to say it again. Go try it again. God is ready to do it for you in this season. There's a time and there's a season. Ecclesiastes 3 said, for all things, hallelujah, glory to God in the name of Jesus. So try it again. Take another look at it and be encouraged and know that he is a God that has never failed. He has got your back. I'm telling you, he's working it out for you right now. It is according to your faith. Will you believe him today? Will you speak it to you? Will you believe it today? Will you decree and declare it? When you speak it, do you believe what you're saying? Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is ready to do it for you today. So be encouraged. Hallelujah. Be encouraged. Move forward in that thing. Refuse to be stopped. I don't care if you try it 3 or 4 times. Go and try it again. Be encouraged in the word of God. Hallelujah. Know that he's faithful to his promise. Glory to God. He has got your back. He's walking it out for you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Bless you, Jesus. And I'll say it don't matter what seems like it has failed. You know, we try things, and sometimes it's just not our season, not our time for certain things. Hallelujah. But God has got our back. And sometimes God tests us on certain things. He wants to see, do we really trust him? Do we really believe that he'll do what he said he's going to do? Do we really believe that he's Jehovah Rapha? Do we really believe, oh God, that he's Jehovah Rapha? Do we really believe that he's Elohim? Do we really believe that he's El God? Do we really believe that he's Jehovah Maker? Do we really believe, hallelujah, that he'll do everything that he said he'll do? And so, God, it's really according to your faith. It is really according to your faith. Do you really believe him? Because he remembers and wants us. Now faith is the substance of things that is hoped for, the evidence of things that are not seen. So try it again. Huh? Take another look at it. Pursue it. Huh? Don't give up on it. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on your promise, because God is ready to do it for you in this season. He's ready to do it. He's ready, whatever it is, whatever petition you have, whatever you have laid up before him, God is ready to do it for you. He is ready. I'm telling you, I hear the word of the Lord. God is ready to do it for you in this season. Will you trust him? Will you believe his word? Will you step out on his promise? Though it seems like it's failing, hallelujah. It seems like you tried it once, you tried it over and over and over again. Try it again, hallelujah. Try it again. Trust God, hallelujah. And I promise you, he'll come through. He's faithful of his word. He's faithful of his word, hallelujah. Be encouraged. Glory to God. Be encouraged today. Be encouraged. Be motivated today. Be inspired today. Hallelujah. Know he's got your back. He's a God that never fails. Hallelujah. The heart of them know that. Look, the heart of the king's in the Lord's hands. Glory to God. He turneth it whatever way he will. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So be encouraged. Hallelujah. Don't doubt, but just believe. Hallelujah. Don't doubt, just believe. Hallelujah. Though it seemed like it didn't work the first time, though it seemed like it didn't work the second time, don't doubt, just believe. Hallelujah. Glory, just believe. Begin to decree and declare it. Hallelujah. Say, you know what, it didn't work this time. of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, which way will you want me to go on this? Hallelujah. And know when you go forth on it, God's going to have your back. Hallelujah. So encourage. Glory to God. Glory to God. Have your bless the Lord. Do what he's going to do in your life. Be encouraged. Be uplifted. Be motivated. Be inspired. Hallelujah. Know that God is doing it in this season. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. Jesus, my mama. Now, how many of y'all have heard all this great, all the word on today and not know that you know that God is going to do something great in your life on today? As you was beginning to speak and talk to him, and God kind of reminded me of a sermon I preached last year in Asheville, and you was there. And it was about the Mortal Kombat. Everybody know about the game Mortal Kombat. And it was about the character Scorpion. Hallelujah. I know all of you remember that. But
yes.
He said what he did. He held on his right hand. And whenever he was a million miles away, he held on his right hand. And he said, get over here. And when you do that, know that today, you will obtain. solid.
Yes.
Yeah. My God, my God.
You got some faith.